Welcome to the Chronicles of Genesee, Curse of the Green Sea. We're a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition podcast about six adventurers who are trying to stop the Realm Eater, Emyria, from destroying the world. Hi, I'm Avery Chandler, and I play as Quill Bernhardt. My trivia fact for this week is that Quill could be a father. Back when he was younger, he had a short relationship with another Garuda, the bird-like female that he had met a while ago, and he's not sure whether or not he may have a son or daughter out there somewhere in the realm.
A little baby Bernhardt.
A baby Bernhardt.
Yeah.
A little baby B.
My name is Morgan Mendez. I play the Druid Cleric, Dara. And fun fact this week is that while they were learning from the Kakara, one trick they did pick up is herbalism. And not only do they use the florals that they find or grow upon their body, they make herbal tea. And sometimes it has magical effects.
Hi, I'm Chase Ebling, and I play STL Tatoris, a human sorcerer. My trivia fact this week is that he is left-handed.
Hmm. He's sinistrous.
not ambidextrous, however you say it. Hello, my name is Jackson Childs, and I play a barbarian Marquesian, or sentient gorilla. Today's trivia fun fact of the week is that Jinhai actually created his own weapon, although it took quite some time and the usage of many helping hands. He managed to complete it and actually started inscribing things on it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Coleman Winger, and I play the Mazoku Orofarne. Orofarne actually wears a pair of gold bracelets around his tail, and he won them actually in a game of liar's dice from a wealthy woman who hired him to as a bodyguard.
Hello, I'm Addison Bell, and I play Clucian Trailbreaker, the Swarm Keeper, Ranger, and Tracker of the group. And a fun fact for Clucian today is that he's always worn belts, or boots rather, not belts, boots that lace up. But
he wears lace belts.
He wears lace belts. Sure, that too. He's always worn boots that lace up the sides, but he hasn't tied them since he was a child, and he taught his swarm to do it for him.
I was going to say for a second that he hasn't tied them since he was a child. I was like, did he like grow up in his boots?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Marshall Mendez. I'm the DM of this group of ragtag misfits. My DM fact for the day is about one of the NPCs of the world, Ginny. Ginny is the topaz dragon Tekazoria and sometimes lover of Clucian.
Hello.
Wait, is that the fact?
It is now.
It is now, yeah.
That's a juicy fact. Yeah.
Previously, the Emerald Order set off from Wallaka to the Lorekeeper's Grove, where they met an interesting Mazoku, Orofarne, and the Amok, Jinhai. Together, they entered into the Lorekeeper's Temple, seeking answers on the locations of the gods as well as knowledge that could aid them in their quest against Emyria, the Realm Eater. The massive Alfil, known as the Lorekeeper, spoke with a voice that shook the stonework of the chamber, and he also opened a portal into a distant land. What will happen to them in this strange place?
All of you. The first thing you feel is fairly intense heat. As you, we'll play it like this. As you open your eyes, warm water kind of lapping at your toes. You can hear the waves. You can feel the intense heat of the sun. And as you look around, you notice this is a pretty small, maybe a mile wide, mile long island with no vegetation, just sand.
What is this, a test?
All of you look over, and you can see as you kind of slowly begin waking up, everybody is kind of splayed out gently in the sand around each other.
That's a safe assumption there.
Do I still have my cloak?
Yes.
I quickly gathered around myself.
Jin kind of sits like bolt upright. Where are we?
Exactly where he wanted you to be. Let's follow this and see what happens. I assume there's some reason that we're here.
Probably to deal with the question that you just asked.
I don't even know any of you. Honestly. I don't even
Same
know
here.
Your names. I just, I know of the Emerald Order. I'm not even a part of this group.
You guys are the Emerald Order? That explains a lot. Oh, wow.
Earlier when I was speaking, asked if I was speaking out of turn, nobody spoke up.
Well, I'm not saying I'm to his question of you barely know your party. I mean, I obviously don't know you. I'm not saying that I don't align with your goals of stopping the end of the world or anything, but it's going to be a lot if he expects me to get to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strangers before we go back. I mean, this is a massive undertaking.
Well, you seem like a talkative guy. I'm sure we can converse.
Yeah, we'll have to just...
Now, I was going to ask if there was anything else that we should know about in our surroundings through maybe a perception check or...
if you'd like to.
Perhaps just looking more closely at details and, I guess, details off in the distance.
Yeah, you can make a perception if you'd like. What were you saying, Chase?
I was just going to ask approximately what kind of time of day is it?
The sun is directly overhead.
18.
Looking out, as far as you can see, it's ocean, except for this island, and on the island, all you see is flat sand. It's literally that barren.
Perhaps we should find creative means to get to an island, get to this place. Not much we can really forage, but...
We can see all the way across the island, like the entire island we can see from here.
It's only a mile.
I think that what the lore keeper was saying, as Dara creaks the metal and sand out of the bits and pieces of their armor mixed with wood, because they're not wearing much, and the sand off their cloak, they'll swish it to the side and say, I think that what the lore keeper is saying, that it is here, that we must find a way here with nothing to become what they speak of.
I thought it was just like a group family bonding session.
It is, but how?
Through the thrill of death.
No.
A couple of you. Who has the lowest con score out of the group? Let me check this real quick. That might be the lowest, is 15.
Am I the lowest at 15?
I think you might be.
Bunch of healthy motherfuckers.
Yeah. Anybody...
I've been eating good soup.
Anybody who has a constitution of +2 or lower. So, sorry, Bill. You begin to sweat, and your skin begins to burn. And you realize that the heat is intense.
I'm going to take off my jacket.
Do we have everything that we had with us?
You have everything that you had with you at the time. And you know that what's happening to you will probably affect the others in time. If you stay in direct sunlight here.
Gotcha. I think we need to build some kind of shelter. There's nothing here, right? So...
Well, there is something here. We have sand. We have ground so we can dig.
Dara, I'm familiar with your ability of mold earth.
Yes, that is why I was saying, what are our talents? Let's speak to our new friends and see what we all can do to come together to survive this.
We will start first, and let's go ahead and go over some of our abilities and see.
All right, Quill. I think that mold earth would be quite good in this sense, but what I'm thinking is that, well, we have a sand, so we could make a sandcastle hut, like a square that we could all sit in.
I would love to see
that. We have plenty to move from.
How deep the sand goes until you hit ground, and perhaps use the ground as a shelter of some sort. Depends on how deep the sand goes.
Shade, so Clushin is correct. My next concern is not of mine, because I do not need sustenance, but of everyone else. When was the last time we have eaten since we left? We will need, and we don't know how long we're going to be here. So food is the most vital source. And then, as of course you know, we need to purify the water, because I am assuming that this is salt water.
I've just got a water skin and a day's worth of rations. Some meat and bread.
I touch the water. Is it hot to the touch, or just
it's,
like ocean
it's
water?
It's not hot to the touch by any measure, but it's pretty warm.
Salty, briny?
Definitely salty.
STL, I don't want to burn through our resources, but if it comes down to it, you're the one who has the ability to change into different animals. I know Dara does as well, but scouting the water, seeing what's around. I can fly, of course. So I can get high up in the air and see if there's anything that I can see in a further distance than just what we're seeing from the shorelines. Lucian, this is your speciality. May not be in one of your favorite terrains, but survival in the wilderness seems to be exactly what you've been trained for.
Didn't you take coastline? He might have taken coastline as a favorite coastline as a favorite terrain.
Oh. I actually took it.
I was going to say, all right, our plan is to plant a bunch of trees, and then.
Yeah, then we I hadn't
grow
taken
over years.
I hadn't actually clicked my third one to be coastline yet. So no, I technically do not have it.
Yep. I punch things and fly.
I'm used to foraging when there is something to forage. I'm not keen on eating sand.
It's coarse and irritating.
It's not great, I'll tell you.
GM.
Yeah, that's me.
I want to try something weird.
Yeah, what you got?
About, I don't know, let's say 25, 30-ish feet off the ground and about 30 yards off the shoreline. I want to try to cast darkness up in the air and cast shade the ground below it.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, I'll say that works. That's fine.
While Quill and I are molding earth, you will be creating darkness to create shade for the time being.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes, yeah.
All right.
It doesn't last very long.
Clushin is looking at a solution to survive. In a few minutes, once I'm sure Quill and I are done, I am going to find a way to create some sort of food for us all. And
what do you mean mold earth? Like you're gonna use your hands to move the earth?
We'll show you, friend.
Dara, I do hate to break it to you, but I no longer can mold earth, as I don't have my left arm anymore.
Okay, friend, then I will do the heavy lifting for you. Is there a way that
I've got big hands. I can also mold earth.
I was about to say, our new friend, I was going to ask
you.
Yeah, you
can go ahead and just move some dirt around and do some heavy lifting. I can fly.
Yes.
Round. I can also see through magical darkness. So I'll fly around in your sphere. I don't know how large it stretches, but
It's only 15 or 30 foot radius or diameter, so it's not huge by any measure.
It's just enough to get us shade, I guess. But if he needs to keep cool or whatever, he'll get in the shade. But I'll fly and see how far that I can get before something either happens or I see something, or perhaps just give up and turn around.
Bill, were you going to say something? You looked like you were very anxious to say something.
Yeah. No, I don't want to interrupt anybody, though. Lucian's going to glance at his hand to make sure that he still has the vine ring.
You do.
Yeah. And upon that, he's going to come to a realization. And he's going to pull his small mechanical dragonfly-looking device out of his pocket and say the word and see if it will become a full-sized sky motorcycle thingy on the island or not. I forgot the name of it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does. Yep.
All right.
Over the course of a minute.
Then, Quill, I can help you look around if you'd like. I wasn't
sure. Just go in the opposite direction. Not that I don't want to spend any time with you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes more sense for us to not search the same area anyways.
All right. Both of you give me perception checks. Clushin, give me a perception check at disadvantage because of the intense heat.
Meanwhile, while Dara and I are, like, excavating the sand, just out of curiosity, I'm going to ask, so what is that guy's name that just flew off, apparently?
That is Quill.
Oh, that's very colorful. How did he lose his arm?
He lost it in, I almost said the war. God.
War.
He lost it in the war.
He did, though. He was in a great battle. And he lost it fighting for his people's sigil. And they lost.
Real quick, what did you guys get on your perceptions?
I got a 15 perception check.
I got a 10. I had a 20 until you said disadvantage.
10 and 15. You fly around for a while, and it's just more ocean as far as you can see. There doesn't seem to be any like barrier that prevents you from crossing a certain point. It just genuinely seems like there's nothing else out here.
Answer Dara's rebuttal. I'm sorry. I didn't expect it to be that. Cause of it. Is he doing all right?
For now. But you should definitely speak with him when we're more comfortable. It's not my place to say.
True.
As for the matters, Zook, is that what you said I could call you?
Jin. Jin. A-I-N.
Jin.
That's not what it said on the page. I'm sorry, and I spelt it wrong on my notes. I spelt it Z-O-U-A-N-I-H-I-A-I.
Oh, no, it's
he had mentioned.
Yeah,
he had just mentioned, hey, you know, if you want to call me Jin, you can. That's what I remember, so.
I got that confused because I didn't have Jin Hai, sorry. And I had Zin, and I was like, oh, maybe I meant Zoo. So I am sorry for mistranslating. So Jin.
That's a little monkey racist. My name's Zoo?
Both of you.
It's a little racism going on tonight, all right? A little bit.
Both
elf
of you
racism.
Rolled me a survival check as you're digging and molding earth.
Me?
Both of you.
I'll get on the earring. And if we're in range, I guess 500 feet. I guess I don't know how far we would have went. Probably farther than that. I'm still going to try it, even if nobody talks back to me. And I'd be like, nothing out here. Just water. Like,
breaker. We got a negative on visuals.
Coming back in for a refuel and a rest.
Marshall, remind me.
Kind of sound like Jeff Goldblum. Like, I'll ride with Dr. Sadler.
God.
What did you say, Morgan?
What was the check again? I heard a large noise.
Roll survival.
Okay, thank
you. I got a 17. Yep.
Okay.
14.
With your guys' rolls, you dig down 5 feet, 10 feet. Eventually, you start getting to the more compact, solid ground. That's it. It's just dry, hard, cracked ground beneath the sand.
Okay.
As they're doing that, I'm going to look to Orofarni. Well, I suppose I told you I was going to tell you what happened to any emotions like a halo above his head.
I suppose if you're standing there, you would have seen me. I thought I was by myself. If you're standing there, you would have seen him kind of do a hand flourish, and he'd summon a pipe into his hand. And as he's hitting the pipe, like blue, almost sparkly smoke comes out of it. And it just reeks of like old barn and musk.
Yeah, you were going to tell me about what happened to the Asimar spirit, right?
You're a fan of fighting things. Have you ever encountered a creature called a Remoraz?
Yeah. Mostly coastal and ocean area? Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Probably not.
No.
Can't say I have.
Giant centipede beast that likes to swallow things, essentially. And I don't know what you know about the Asimar spirit itself, but it decided to leave me shatter my soul and leave me a vegetable.
Just kind of taken back, like, huh. Ponders to himself for just a moment. You see his eyes kind of darting a little bit as if he's just doing some real heavy thinking. And he looks back up at you and...
Well, that's, good. Bad. What is that?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I figured I owed you that much.
No, you don't owe me fucking shit, but I appreciate it. You want to hit? It tastes better than it smells. It actually tastes like a nice root juice.
That's what she said. Sorry, I had unmuted for
just never...
Oh my god.
I've never smoked anything in my life.
It's just tobacco. It's nothing that fucks with your head or anything.
Appreciate the offer, but I think I'll pass.
Fair enough. Gives you a wink, and with a flourish, he makes the pipe disappear again.
I will fly back down after not seeing much else in the sky and go around asking everybody, and including Clution when he gets back, does anyone have a material that would provide insulation into a hole in the ground, but would not absorb water? Does that make sense? Maybe something rubber or, this is a little meta, but like plastic almost. Or can anybody create such a material?
Afraid not.
I don't think so.
Very well.
It's the stuff at hand, no.
No.
And I've got some leather armor to spare, but that'll only take you a few feet in any direction.
Leather might not be a bad idea if it doesn't absorb too much water. You see, in the Levine Tropics, they had taught us that if you're stranded anywhere and you have sand and salt water, there's a way for you to be able to cultivate the water, separate it from the salt, so that it could be good for drinking. So all I need is maybe a cup, that leather, and we need to dig a hole of appropriate size in the ground and let the heat draw the evaporation from the water that's going to be in the hole.
Now, unfortunately, you will know that this would work much better if there were plant life to draw the water in.
I'm getting to that.
I figured I would just take some water, dig out that hole, and then just pour some water
like
into
the sand.
Purify
it. Yeah.
And then it'll like the evaporation will hit yep. the roof of the leather and then yep. eventually kind of like just pop down into the cup or can or whatever it is that we have in the center.
Mm-hmm.
It works a lot better with trash bags in real life, but
it really does. Yeah.
We don't have that luxury.
So what I was trying to get at eventually was that I was going to use plant growth, but I need up to an hour.
Transpiration bag, that's what it's called. Sorry.
So I would like to cast that at third level to create some quite large tropical plants on this deserted place. And
okay. That's a great idea.
So I will nitpick this and that's say fine. That by itself, plant growth only works if there are plants.
Oh.
If you have anything else that could create plants, like any spells at all that could do that, then you could potentially combine them to create something like that.
I could use my druid craft. I don't have any other plant making skills.
Well, you have a staff that creates plants.
I don't have that on
her. She doesn't have a staff.
Oh.
not really.
She does have.
Darn it, I forgot.
And I shouldn't say this, but you do have Entangle, which creates vines and weeds. In a 20-foot square.
I'm looking for that, and I've got so many spells. I'm sorry. So I guess we could use that first. Have we created the structure, the small structure for Shade?
From my understanding, you guys just dug a hole.
Okay.
We've yet to actually mold the earth into like something actually restable. Like a shade giving.
Yeah. If you want to use your cantrip to mold it. Yeah, for a few more minutes, like a couple more minutes, you've still got shade from the darkness. If you want to mold earth into a small shelter, I'll say you can. It's a little different than that because it's kind of like moving loose dirt and excavating it. But I'll say that I don't mind. It's a creative use of it, and it's more of a survival situation. So you can definitely create something with mold.
I was just going to use the seawater and then make it a big sand castle hut.
There you go. Sure.
That's what
combining the two. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. I thought we already okayed that at the beginning when I said it. So that's why I was like, what's the status on the
hut? It just never came back up after. So I wasn't sure if you were doing it or not.
Yes, absolutely. It's survival. So. I'll go ahead and cast Entangle where we are in the hut.
Mm-hmm.
And then to create those vines. Now, unfortunately for everyone, that does mean it's a difficult terrain.
So, well, it depends on where you put it.
Well, it's like around the hut. So like make like a circle. So we're not. I guess how you do that? Or doesn't it have to be in a cube? I'm trying to describe it.
Yes. It can go however far the spell says you can throw 20 it.
20-foot square.
You can throw it up to 90 feet away in a 20-foot square.
Let's throw it 90 feet away into the square, grow some vines.
Sure.
And then I will enhance it by
using... You watch as suddenly weeds and vines begin sprouting out of this almost desert-like sandy soil. Giving it a little bit of enrichment to it.
Then I will proceed with that to use my third level spell of plant growth to cast and grow tropical plants.
Sure.
Fruit, berries, fruit, coconut, tree, you know.
You start making the entangled vines and weeds kind of grow and become 100-foot radius. On the point of entanglement, become thick and overgrown. Very difficult terrain, 4 feet of movement for every 1 foot. But it is incredibly dense and filled with plant life now in that area, including edible plants and fruits.
So now that Damn. We have food, water, go ahead, Chase.
I was just going to say, I had an idea about the whole water situation.
Sure.
You'd still allow me to borrow that mess kit. and I'm going to try to cast Ray of Frost in such a way that the frost particles are caught inside of it and melt naturally.
Sure, yeah.
Great idea.
It probably wouldn't create much because it's a cantrip.
Right.
But being a cantrip, I can cast keep it every using 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say sure. that... yeah, the more that you do it, the more condensation and the more kind of decently purified water comes from it. Yeah. So you have shelter, you have food, you have, well, vaguely you have food. You have to go get it first, but it's there. You've got a source of water. It's not the best source for everybody, but it's a source, and it'll keep you going for a while.
Or a barn.
We could try boiling off the seawater if we have. Now that we have plants, there's going to be some waste. Use it as firewood. Or
yes, that is what I'm about.
Fire material.
Or a farn.
Or a farne, yes.
Or in a or a farne. I almost say it like my old gecko's name, Airfane, like so bad because the way it looks on my page is Orifane. And I'm like, it's Aura Farne.
Yeah.
Aura Farne, Clushin, and Jin. We need to go excavate. Quill, SDL, you are in charge of water. Is this all right?
Definitely. I'll help any way I can.
You get your bonuses from the forest.
Not a forest.
There are trees.
It is considered coastal.
As long as there's a job that I can do with one hand.
Exactly what I mean. Whoa. There is. We need fresh.
You get to sit here and be a special boy.
Oh no.
Both of them, water is the most precious resource. Yeah. I do not want to be the only one standing here watching all of my friends go and my new friends go.
It is worth saying, too, you all have your water skins as well, still.
Only for
I was about to say, Clushin pulls out his water skin and takes a drink from it.
Now, it will run out, but you
right,
do have
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. So you're not in immediate danger with
it
that.
It buys us time, though.
It does, yeah. Exactly.
I would advise for those of you who get a little too hot to go take a dip in the water, come back out, and if that behooves you, and keep your armor a little cool and or whatever it is that you're wearing, so that way you don't overheat.
Sure.
That's not a bad idea.
He's just gonna unbuckle his breastplate, drop the thing on the here, set the thing down, and
remember,
yeah.
You had mentioned that the water was warm, so it's warmer than the air.
Not really. The air is really hot. Like it's pretty stiflingly hot on this island.
So it's not humid. It's dry
no.
heat.
Like it kind of hurts to breathe.
Not
it's the
that
humidity
much,
that
no.
gets you.
Oh my god.
That's what they say down south.
No, the water is much cooler than the outside air temperature, if that's what you're asking. Like, if I had to guess the temperature on this island right now, it'd be like 90, 95.
Yuck.
The water would probably be 80, somewhere in there. 70, 80.
Ugh. Those of us that are going into the medicine hut, do we need to go in there and start digging?
Which one of you are going?
I thought the three of us were going.
Oh, Jenny, I thought we were going. Myself. I asked if we were going into the woods to gather food, wood, and supplies.
Thought we were digging.
The woods, yeah, the plants.
But yeah, then we can.
Am I miscommunicating?
I thought you said dig.
You said excavate, yeah. But I knew what you meant.
Same, yeah.
forage. Yeah, we know.
It's the word.
Yeah, I was on the same wavelength as you.
And I don't want to take too long foraging, Marshall. Can you just...
So if Jin goes with you, Jin has the ability to gather, you know, I'll let you describe it however you want, but, you know.
Wonderful.
You don't even have to roll survival for it with Jin.
Oh my god. That's great.
As say, as we're like walking through, what kind of like fruit, vegetables, or are there like large ones like pumpkins or like watermelons, or are they more like smaller, like berry size?
So there are a few different things. There are some jackfruit, there are passion fruit, there's some acai, there is some lychee, and then some nuts, different types of nuts.
Any black tomatoes? Oh, those are the best. They give you the best nightmares. You kind of just see him like he's like walking through the quote unquote garden. They're just like picking stuff up, examining it, and kind of just like piling it into his hand. Before halfway like foraging it, realizes he's not gonna have enough space to hold it in his hand, so actually takes out his backpack and kind of shimmies it all in. I think definitely here.
I
ever had a star fruit before?
Do you mind if I carry the wood? I believe that if I hold on to the food, it might burn quite a bit, seeing that my metal is very hot right now in the sun and the heat. And I don't want to damage any of our food.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. You wanted the wood or the fruit?
The wood.
The wood, not the food. Marshall, can you put me at disadvantage on things, because I would be overheating by now with my metal?
Yeah.
I'll use my wings to cool her off.
Like a
fans.
Chinese fan, yeah.
Sure. I'll say with that, it would cancel out the disadvantage. Go ahead and roll me an endurance check, Dara.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
Ooh. I've got resistance to fire, so is that first one of going to play a part?
Heat? Not the same thing, bitch.
5 plus 13, hellfire. 18.
18. You do it okay. The wind from Quill is really helping you cool down, and your parts are moving a little bit easier than they were a moment ago.
Okay. Thank you, Quill.
I don't have a second hand, so I figured I'd give you two wings instead of giving you a hand.
Everything is wonderful. Thank you.
I feel like Quill's going to be doing that a lot. It's like, oh man, I wish I could help, but you know, one hand.
I am helping. I have to use energy to flap my wings.
I had originally asked if I had ever tried starfruit before.
Do any of us know what starfruit is?
That's up to you.
I have in real life, and it's good.
Mm-mm.
I imagine Estiel's might have made a cup of water, maybe, by this point.
Okay, that's no progress.
I don't even know what a starfruit is.
It's so good in real life.
For sure, if it's tropically, then he would have eaten it.
How is everyone doing?
Estiel's made a cup of water, he said.
Imagine I need to roll a con save to see how it's going, because the heat and everything.
Yeah, that's
make an endurance check.
Natural 19 plus 6.
You're doing okay. The coolness of your spell is kind of helping you and Quill stay relatively comfortable. Kind of. Just constant ice being thrown out.
Are we back from the woods at this point, or are we still over there?
I assumed we did it pretty quick. Did you find anything, Klushman?
From what I understood, Jin had found enough. I can have looked if I needed to, but I was told that I didn't have to make a survival check.
Klushin, make a perception check while you're over there.
I got a nat 20.
Damn. We're doing great tonight on nat 20s.
Okay.
Out of hand check, just for fun. I just want to see how it rolls, how it plays out. Yeah, no, not good. Go ahead, Klushin.
So, kind of glancing around the area, you kind of like begin rooting around. It's really difficult terrain. You're having a hard time getting into this kind of thicket of bush and vines and like tropical
and
plants and fruits.
It is technically magical, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I was about to say, because if it's not magical, I do not care if it's difficult terrain.
Yeah. So you're moving through it, though, and you spot something in the sand below, something that glitters just for a brief moment in the sunlight. And as you kind of reach down and move this like partly grown over weed, you find what appears to be a handle. And you can definitely feel metal connected to it.
Does it seem like it turns? Does it seem like it turns? I do not want to pull on it yet.
The handle?
Yeah. Is it like like a ring kind of handle, or is it like a T handle, or like?
Got you. It is definitely a T handle that you have to like turn and pull.
Interesting.
That's what that's called, huh? I've learned something today.
Can I try to push aside the sand around it to see if there's what else is there?
Sure, easy enough to do. You move around the sand, and you see that this kind of hatch built into the ground seems to be about 5 feet wide all around. Has a little T-handle that you twist and pull. And when you kind of dig around the sand around the edges, it looks like this metal turns to stone and goes straight down into the sand. Also, it's worth noting that the latch is made out of, has like a wooden / cork kind of handle on it.
Oh, the smoke monster is going to come for us.
That's right. Yep. Start repeating the numbers, baby.
My God.
I don't know
Lucian
what it
goes
is.
Over. He's like 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Stop. Ah!
No. No, Clusia would be like doing the thing so I could see if there's anything around us. I'm gonna call Dara and Jin over because they're the only two that came over here with me, right?
How far are we from them? Are we like within?
I think Dara, did you use the full range on the spell when you cast Entangle, or did you cast it closer?
No, I casted it. I was about to say, let me double check.
Because it had a 90-foot range.
Let me double check.
I thought
check.
She said she was going to cast it around the structure. That
originally, she did say that.
Yeah.
And then she learned that it had range.
Out,
okay,
I
so
used...
they're about 90 feet away.
So we can't really tell. From our vantage point, it could look like they're foraging stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can make an insight check if you'd like. But you
earring.
See him kind of like bend
I'm,
down.
I'm
and...
focused in the
hit,
earring.
Hit the earring. Hey, I found something. Breaker, we found something over in the woods. Looks kind of like some variety of handle hatch.
Oh my God.
Over.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. You can't, why can't you hear that?
Because I'm here with the three of you.
You just like look over and Orfarnay is just like rising from a bit of this like tangled growth and he's like,
well, didn't he stay back? And he has no earring.
No.
And he's like, he's with you.
He doesn't have one.
I thought you were deaf.
I'm like, I didn't think you were here. My bad.
Quill's blind, Clusion's deaf, tracks.
This reminds me of the part of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 where Rocket's like, Yondu's blue. What do you mean? He looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Clusion's like, oh, I didn't realize you were there. He does this, and there's a bug on his finger. He's like, I had something in my eye, and it disappears.
All right. Have you got something there?
Yeah. There's a hatch, it seems, of some variety. With a handle on it.
Is it just pull? Have you tried pulling it?
I think it twists.
Have you tried twisting it?
Pop it.
No.
Do you mind if I try? Do you mind if I try pop twisting it?
I was trying to decide if it was safe to twist it or not.
If it's trapped, I have something that can mitigate that.
Give me 1 second. And I will.
Fishing's use... like rifling through his pack. He's like,
No, I'm trying to remember what the name. I'm trying to remember what the name of it's called. Because I want to use my. Where did it go? Oh my god, I'm so bad at the character sheet right now. The primeval awareness. I will expend one spell slot. To sense whether there are any aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, fays, fiends, or undead present within 1 mile of us.
Okay. Yeah. So.
As a side note, when the DM says, let me see real quick, that's never a good thing.
It counts. So, the answer is, you do sense a dragon. That's not really uncommon for you at this point, though. You do sense a dragon kind of energy.
Just a giant dragon.
Yeah. And you do sense quite a few undead. Very far. Well, you can't actually tell where they are at.
Out of range.
You just sense whether they are. You sense some undead.
He senses the dragon and starts getting butterflies.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you get...
He's a worm keeper after all, so some of his butterflies are...
You get a dragon and you get undead, and you also clock something that seems to be fiendish.
No, we'll go with what Quill said. Orno, whatever. I still haven't cared to really learn your name yet, and I'm not sure that you know mine either. But you will see like one butterfly come up, he's like, stop it, and he like pushes it back down.
It just starts billowing about waist level on the inside of your cloak. Like.
But then he's going to hold a hand up and he's going to be like, there's a lot of undead here.
Well, again, you can't sense a lot of. You just get the...
Or I'm getting a strong undead yeah. sense here.
Undead, fiendish, and dragon.
All right.
And well, I mean, something fiendish, but then he's going to kind of look at you and be like, that wouldn't be terribly surprising.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't believe it. Yeah, might be me.
Yes, Quill, I walk up.
Gentlemen, please stand back. I'm going to try to open this thing that Clusion found. And by the way, I don't know your name because I've heard everyone say it at this point. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has like a fistful of starfruit in his mouth, just like watching this.
Just like popcorn. Why don't you go ahead and make an athletics check if you're attempting to open this?
Are you safe? Oh no.
Do we need help?
I'm gonna figure it out one of these times when he doesn't look at me weird.
25. Orofarne is my name. You know Elvish. You know Mountain Ash. This is your language. Listen.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm a half elf. We're cousins, all right?
Oh, you are half elf. I am.
Didn't as you're see explaining that. This, you're like just absently just
the door's already open too.
And like, and Clusion, you notice like the muscle. Are you using your obsidian arm or your other arm?
I use my left arm, my regular arm.
Okay, you notice the muscles just like tense and flex as he's pulling this, and he doesn't like show you whatsoever other than his body. This is a really fucking heavy hatch. And just almost effortlessly, he picks it up and just gracefully, like, opens it fully and sets the other half on the ground. But you notice the veins, like, protruding from his forearm as he does so. Just
you gotta get a good pump in sometimes. I should have stretched, honestly. Ugh.
Below, you see a steel ladder descending down, down, down into the depths. How far can you see?
I can see 60. Of
it goes beyond your sight. Beyond your sight into the void below.
But would you fucking look at that? I'll go first.
And he just kind of...
I come running with your armor in my hand. Wait!
Shit! Fuck! Shit!
Does he take up the space of the whole sort of like tunnel that's going down? With a ladder and everything? Does he take up the whole space?
It is a 5x5, so like a one person at a time kind of thing.
I don't
know. I want to relate this to everybody else.
So 10 minutes of Orofarne putting his armor on.
Well, it is just one piece. It's just the chest plate. I've got the rest still on. But,
yeah.
but mechanically, yeah. However long you want that to be.
Jen?
Later.
Well, I guess while you're putting that on, I want to talk to you for a moment about, because I wondered if you were part Elvish. I wanted to, wanted to ask about that, because you seem to use a lot of Elvish words, which was not normal for one that looks like you. I'm not trying to be offensive.
No offense taken, I don't think.
I'm not an elf either. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I never thought you were.
I speak Elvish. I am an elf.
But you don't call yourself by an Elvish name.
I jest.
or worship gods by an Elvish name or anything of that.
You can't just ask people why they aren't Elvish.
Oh my god.
God. No.
See, we don't do that around here.
Oh god, great callback.
It's just banter. I play. Please.
That's
what
fair.
Is your
I'm
question?
Just glad that it wasn't appropriation.
Anyway.
No, I wanted to ask about what sort of Elvish family you are from.
Oh, yeah. Well, from what I'm told, I had an Elvish mother. I'm just straps and shit. From what I'm told, I had an Elvish mother. Never met my father. Was raised in a community of elves and dwarves and on a small isle. And, that's me. I'm a half elf, half, indie boy, I guess. Like I said, I don't know who my father is, but orphaned as a pup, taken in by an elvish couple.
Were you born with the hand?
No, I wasn't. I was actually... This is new to me, just within the last couple of months, honestly. I was in a bit of a scuffle. And actually had my arm cut off and, in a sense, had half of my head cut off and died. And then I woke up in the spot where I was slain with this.
Wow.
So, the sword.
Can I make some sort of check to see if the changes that Orofarni's describing is malevolence based?
Yeah, make an arcana check.
21.
Your best guess is that you don't sense any malevolence on him. And it doesn't seem to be malevolent caused.
That's all I want to know.
Fascinating.
Sounds like it wasn't your time. Maybe you were destined to end up here with us, or if you believe in all that. As we try to defy the destiny of the world.
Well, like I said, my circumstances took a hard right turn, and as I said earlier, I'm on a bit of a pilgrimage. And it has led me to the Emerald Order. Now, where I will go from here, I'm not sure. But apparently it was not my time.
Well, for now, I think we have to go in the hole.
Yeah, you say that as you finish buckling on your chest piece.
Jen.
Well, that just sounds great.
You heading down?
I'm going to text you something very quickly, Marshall.
Mm-hmm. We'll wait on that. Jen.
Yep. Zadara.
What? Can you come with us down this, Marshall, like width-wise?
It'd be a very tight fit.
Me going down, I probably wouldn't need the ladder. I'd just kind of like slowly just slide down it, like going down like a laundry chute, practically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't want you risking your life.
I feel like we're gonna run into that problem a lot.
Right.
Yeah, well,
Jin, we'll look, and if it's bigger in the bottom, I can help you down the ladder. As long as you do not resist.
Oh.
Oh my.
That's good.
No, I think I can go down by myself. I think I'll be fine. You know. Yeah.
So
you look like you can take care of yourself.
So you see Orifarn kind of get into the ladder and start just very quickly descending down.
Does he like glow? Like his arm and his head and stuff? Can we see him past the end of dark vision?
Well, I would say if you have dark vision, you would see like the gray and black of his arm just slowly disappear into the blackness.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a
Estiel behind? I'm gonna want order on this ladder.
Okay. Well, essentially what I did is say, all right, friends, I'll go first. And I just jump into the hole.
Jumping in?
Well, that's what I said. But then when they all come up, they'll just see me 15 feet down on the ladder.
Got
you. Does anybody have a light cantrip?
All right.
Okay.
So.
And then I'll just keep climbing down.
I've got Orifarn, then Estiel. Orifarne, then Estiel. Who next?
No, thank you, Dara. I appreciate the offer, but I can see pretty far in darkness now. He's going to pull his visage over the magical astral self thing, mm-hmm. and he's just going to slow fall down.
Okay.
A little monk ability.
Sure. It'll be limited to the people in front of you, but you can easily come up behind him like that. How far can you see with your astral vision?
Believe it or not, it's 120 feet.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was going to be something really high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lasts for 10 minutes. Can see through regular and magical darkness.
Gotcha. Cool. So, okay, so we've got Estiel, Orifarn, Quill, Orifarne. I keep saying it wrong every time myself. Quill. Then who?
I can go next.
Okay.
Unless somebody wants me to go last, and I absolutely fall.
We'll be going last.
I will directly follow Jin.
Okay. So it's Orifarne, Estiel, Quill, Jin, Klushin, and Dara.
That's why I'm going last. I'm grabbing some small sticks that I could make out of torches and placing them in.
I don't know if we have sticks necessarily. It was more plant life, wasn't it?
You can grab some kind of stick-like things.
We had some wood. That's what I'm saying. We had wood, but I need to bring them because I don't. Even with dark vision, we still need light. So
Shrubbery gives wood.
Okay. Some of those just to carry and then place them, like tie them on their side with like magically infuse them with a vine and then descend down.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So, I had a torch.
As you descend into the darkness, Orifarne, 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 60 feet, 90, 120, 150. And then you feel something of yours dissipate. And you hear a blood-curdling scream from the bottom, rising up very quickly. This and as you look below you, you see these long, thin, tendrily arms just like rapidly climbing up the ladder toward you with this large gaping mouth and tongue just hanging out. And that's where we're going to pick up next time.